Thank you very much, Roy Fridman. And as always, it's a real pleasure to be here. And maybe we'll start with a little bit of an interactive component. So just shout out, what's the name of the month that we're currently in? Okay, so a lot of people said a lot of things. I heard both Cheshvan and Mar Cheshvan. We might have heard a bit more about Cheshvan than Mar Cheshvan. So we're going to be talking about this very topic. But just if someone wants to volunteer without necessarily, if you didn't look at the handout and you don't necessarily, you're not going to agree with my conclusions. What does Cheshvan mean? Anyone have a translation of Cheshvan? Okay, so I don't, I haven't heard much. We'll try to figure this out. We'll try to figure out what is the name of this month. I think you may see from the title that there's a slight bias in favor of Mar Cheshvan. So we're going to be focusing on that, but we'll also talk about the different possible meanings. But we'll start with the historical one. We'll start with the history of this term. And if another question, where's the first place that the term Cheshvan or Mar Cheshvan, any iteration of it, appears in classical Jewish sources? So I didn't hear too many guesses, but you know, if you'd ask someone on the street, they'd say, well, you know, that's the term, that's what appears in Tanakh, right? That's the term we use to refer to a certain month after Tishrei. But that's actually not true. And the first place where Mar Cheshvan appears, look at the handout, is in the Mishnah, the first time within classical Jewish sources. The Mishnah in Tanis, and this Mishnah is going to be timely, both because it's going to talk about dates in our month, in Mar Cheshvan, but also Maseches Tanis overall is more relevant these days, as we're in Eis Tzara ourselves, like Maseches Tanis discusses. And I'll just add that our learning should be as a zchus for all those in need of a Refuah Shleima or a Hatzalah, and for Klal Yisrael as a whole. But the Mishnah in Tanis talks about what happens if it doesn't rain going into the month of Mar Cheshvan. And it says, B'shlosha b'Mar Cheshvan, sholen es ha-geshamim. You start asking for rain on the third day of Mar Cheshvan, or maybe on the 15th, and different views on that. Of course, in Chutz La'aretz, we start later. We start December 4th or 5th. But in Eretz Yisrael, the starting date is Zayin Mar Cheshvan among various positions. The next Mishnah, Higia Shiva Asar b'Mar Cheshvan v'lo yargu geshamim, by the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, the rain hasn't started, then people begin to fast, and there's a whole series, a whole procedure of fast. So this is the first classical Jewish Torah source where the term Mar Cheshvan appears, not Cheshvan, but Mar Cheshvan. And also, if you look in Targum Yonasan, we also find this term in source 3, which comments on the Pasuk in Dvarim. Hashem says, may my teaching come down like rain, which means like a storm, a rainy storm on grass. And if you see in Targum Yonasan, the last few words here, it says, the last few words in the first line, like the fourth type of winds of rain, diminasvin al desayin, that comes down on grass. Biyarach Mar Cheshvan, right, he throws in there, this is the rain that you typically have in the month of Mar Cheshvan, right? And notice the word yarach. What does yarach mean here? Month, right? What's the connection between yarach and month? Right, like the yareach, right? Yareach is the moon, yarach is the month, because certainly on the Jewish calendar, right, the month goes by the moon. Every time there's a new moon, there's a new month. Even in English, right? You ever notice the word month and the word moon? That comes from the same root, right? Because more or less, there's a correlation between the moon and the month. So here, Targum Yonasan is another early source. You might be asking me, why did I say the Mishnah was the first source and not Targum Yonasan? There's a little secret that Targum Yonasan, even though Yonasan ben Uziel, the person, lived before the Mishnah was completed, the work we have that's known as Targum Yonasan is actually from significantly later. If you look in the Gemara in Megillah, it says that Yonasan ben Uziel wrote a comment, wrote a translation of Navi, but not of Chumash. So Targum Yonasan is not actually by Yonasan ben Uziel. That can be a topic for another time, maybe. But either way, both in the Mishnah and in the Targum that's called Targum Yonasan, we have a reference to Mar Cheshvan, not to Cheshvan. The word Cheshvan does not appear in any early Jewish source. It sort of was a term that came up later when people decided that Mar Cheshvan comes from the word Mar and the word Cheshvan, which is, as we'll see, is not accurate. But if you look at the picture on the first page, this is a meme, an internet meme someone created a couple years ago. Turn Mar Cheshvan into Mr. Cheshvan, right? That there's this this idea that Mar Cheshvan means bitter, right? Mar, the word Mar in Hebrew can mean bitter. And if you think the name of the month is actually Cheshvan, and there's this, why do you stick on Mar to the beginning? So that's because it's a bitter month. We'll talk about this a bit more later. But if you want to be more positive, you should call it Mr. Cheshvan, right? Because Mar can also mean Mr. in modern Hebrew. None of these have anything to do with the historical meaning of the term Mar Cheshvan, but are all sorts of approaches that people are applying. Roy Friedman mentioned to me as I was coming in that in Israel, some of his relatives in Israel are saying we should call it Matok Cheshvan, right? For a positive, a sweet Cheshvan. You know, okay, maybe we can dip our apples in honey too. But we're going to try to figure out what's the historical meaning of Mar Cheshvan. Where does the term come from? And we'll also, by looking at Mar Cheshvan, we'll also think about the names of all the Jewish months more generally, and both the history behind it, and then trying to understand why these became adopted, why these got adopted, these names of months as the Jewish names of months. So first, let's look at a series of psukim in Tanakh and how they refer to the months, right? If I were to ask, what's the standard way of referring to months in Tanakh? Chodesh HaRishon, right? Just give the numbers, right? There's numbers. You go from 1 to 12, and the first month correlates to Nisan, and the 12th month is Adar, and right, and Tishrei is the 7th month. This is the standard way the Torah uses to refer to months. Now, that's not so exciting, right? Month number 1, month number 2, and month number 3. Okay, but that's what the Torah does. We'll see the Ramban. We'll talk about this. We'll get to it in a bit. But sometimes we have names of months that appear in Tanakh. And the sources 4 through 7 point to these different names. And sometimes these names of months are, it'll tell you a name of a month, and then it'll also give you the number. So that way you know there are these two different counting systems that were in place. So in Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, this is right when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Vahivish Manim Shana Ve'arbam Yal Shana Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Yisrael, 400 years, 480 years after the Exodus from Egypt, Bashanah Revi'is, the fourth year, meaning the fourth year of Shlomo Melech, Bechodesh Ziv, that's the name of the month, Hu HaChodesh HaSheni, which is the second month, meaning Iyar, right? But it tells us, Bechodesh Ziv, and then the Pasuk explains, by the way, that's the second month. But this indicates that, aside from calling the months, you know, month number two, there were people who called it Chodesh Ziv, Hu HaChodesh HaSheni, Limloch Shlomo Yisrael, Ve'yivin Abayis, Lashem, right? It also says it's the second month of Shlomo being king. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about that, how exactly to explain it. But the point is, it calls it Ziv, aside from the number that is given to it. And then later in that parak, Pasuk Lamed Ches, still in source 4, Uvishna ha'achas esrei b'yarech bul, hu ha'chodesh hashmini. We talk about the month bul, which is the eighth month. Which month is that? Eighth month? That's right now, right? That's our month. And that's when Kila Abayis L'chol Dvarav, that's when he finished the whole building the Beis HaMikdash after having built it for 7 years, right? So he started in year 4, finished in year 11 of his reign, finished building the Beis HaMikdash. But again, Yerach Bul, it doesn't call it the 8th month, right? Chodesh HaShmini, I mean, it also does that. But it calls it not just the 8th month. It doesn't call it Cheshvan or Mar Cheshvan. It calls it Yerach Bul, a totally different name for the month that we're in now, right? No one said that before. And I said, what month are we in now? No one said Bul. Maybe you should have, right? That's another name. That's Tanakh's name for this month. Moving now to Perek Ches of Malachim Aleph. In source 5, Vayikhalu el HaMelech Shlomo kol Yish Yisrael b'Yerach ha'Esanim b'Chag hu HaChodesh HaShvi'i. The seventh month is known as Yerach ha'Esanim, right? That's what we call Tishrei now. But in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, it was called Yerachai Esanim, the Gemara has a whole drusha. Why is it called Esanim? The strong Esanim Shel Olam. This is when the Avos were born. That's a very nice drusha, but this was just simply how the term was referred to. This is what the month of Tishrei was called in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Now we look at other psukim. We look in source 6 in the Megillah, right? Vatilakach Esther El HaMelech HaShvirosh Beis Malchuso Bachodesh HaAsiri Hu Chodesh Teves Bishnas Shevel Malchuso, in the 10th month, which is known as Teves. That sounds very familiar, right? That's what we would call it. Right? The 10th month, we also call that Teves. So we see in Esther, the names, the other names, not just the numbers of the months, but the names of the months are things that we're familiar with. And similarly, in Zechariah, Perek Aleph, V'yom Esrim Va'arba Le'ashtei Asar Chodesh, Hu Chodesh Shvat, right? The 24th day of the 11th month, which is Shvat, etc., etc. Then he had this Nevuah, Zechariah had this Nevuah from Hashem. But what's the name of the month? Shvat, that's a name that we're very familiar with. So what's going on here? In Tanakh, most of the time we have numbers. Okay, fine. Sometimes there are names of months, and sometimes those months are things that we've never heard of before. Not never heard of, but we don't use now, right? Things like Ziv or Bul or Esanim. These are names that we don't commonly use now. But sometimes the names in Tanakh are things that we do use, like Teves and Shvat. So what exactly is the story here? How does Tanakh choose which names to use and which ones not to? And we'll see the Yerushalmi actually discusses this. We'll get to the Yerushalmi in a few minutes. But first, we'll look at a couple of academic articles that approach this issue. This first, source number 8 here, this fellow, Naftali Hertz Torchiner, or Tur Sinai, he actually had, believe it or not, a popular radio program about Hebrew linguistics. So, and this was very popular, so popular that they actually would publish his radio address as a column in the Hebrew academic journal, Lishoneinu. We're going back a couple years now. This is right. This piece is from Tuf Resh Tzadi Zion. So that's a good almost 90 years ago. But this is one of his radio shows where he discusses the names of the months. If you'll bear with me, I'll read and translate, and I'll skip some parts too. We're not going to get too bogged down, but it says Yidua hi ha'uvda shegama Talmud maskirata sheshemot ha'chadashim ha'nogim hayom etzleinu b'chayenu ha'yudim alu la'avotenu mi'bavel. We know this generally, at least some people know, and it's in the Gemara actually that the names of the months came up from Bavel. Someone mentioned Babylonia a few minutes ago. Right, this is the idea that, which actually comes from the Gemara, that when Bnei Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel in the time of Ezra and a bit earlier, but right, the Sefer Ezra discusses this process. They took the names of the Babylonian months with them. Shalu Eretz Yisrael be named Ezra Hasofer. Uve Emet wrote Imanu mina Mikra sheshemot acherim shibshu labotenu be'ad achadashim lifnei galut Bavel. Before they were in Bavel, they had different names. Right, that's exactly what we just saw in the Pesukim. Right, when they came back from Bavel, then we have Teves and Shvat. Before they were in Bavel, they had Ziv and Bul, all these different names. So the answer of why does Tanakh have some names that we've heard of and some we haven't is the new set of names is post-Bavel. After coming back from Bavel, Zechariah was part of resettling Eretz Yisrael, and Esther was in Shushan, which is in that part of the world, Bichlal. So after that process, then we start using these new Babylonian names. Virak Begalut, Alamdu Likro L'Chadashim Meshimot Zarim Ha'elu. And he says this, in a fascinating way, and I'll take questions in a minute, this is also proven based on the Akkadian sources, right? The Akkadians were a group in the ancient Near East, and we have some of their texts, and it really can shed a lot of light on Jewish sources. So he says, we know, not just from Jewish sources, we know from Akkadian sources, that in the ancient Near East, in Ashur, Assyria, and in those areas, they used these other names in those early times. We can also figure out what the names mean. So he gives some examples. Kach l'mashal shem ha'chodesh, Tishrei. We've all heard of Tishrei. What does Tishrei mean, without looking at this article? What does Tishrei mean? I don't know. No one ever gave a good explanation for that in the yeshiva, right? What does Tishrei mean? He says, Hushem Tashritu. The original name, or the Akkadian name, is Tashritu. Okay, that's very similar. Klomar, Hatchala, it means the beginning. If you know a little Aramaic, he's going to point to this. This actually makes sense. So Tami la nimtid gam be'aramit l'mashal b'tzura sharyut. Right, sharyut in atdamut milin v'sharyut shuta. Right, atdamus. Anyone, if anyone's ever awake when they read atdamus, the beginning of atdamus, we say this word sharyus. Sharyus shuta. What does sharyus mean? Zekiyadu librit atdamat milin v'hatchalat hasicha. Sharyus means to begin. Right, and it comes from the word shari, which means mutter, means permitted, permitted or untied or something that can start, something that can go forward. So that's why Tishrei, Perusho, Hatchala, Shekin Re'u B'tkufa Sheva Notzar, Shem Zeh B'Vavelet, Reshit HaShana B'Tishrei. Right, that makes a lot of sense. Tishrei is the first month of the year. That's why we have Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei. So it makes perfect sense. Tishrei, which means the beginning, is at the beginning of the year. Now wait a second. This is a little unusual, right? Because what do we call Chodesh HaRishon? Nisan. But why am I saying now that Tishrei is the first month of the year? And also, we do that whenever we call it Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah in the seventh month, how does that make any sense? So the answer is there's two different calendars. There's two different conceptions going on here. The idea of Tishrei being the beginning of the year is based on what sort of calendar? Agricultural calendar, right? Because you start... It's like the beginning of the year. You harvest in all your things. You're almost done with last year. And you're about to start the new year's harvest. So it's sort of the cutoff. That's why it's the cutoff for Maser and those things as well. It's the end of the previous agricultural year and the beginning of the new agricultural year. And that's why you would call that Tishrei. And that's why, right, these months that were Babylonian, not Jewish originally, Jews adopted them, they focus on the agricultural calendar. And they start from Tishrei. Tishrei literally meaning the beginning. Whereas counting from Nisan, we'll get to later why it's a very Jewish idea to count months from Nisan. So that explains the month of Tishrei. Let's continue through this piece, and then I'll take questions. And right, and he says, "Afavisha manu et minyan achrosim min Nisan umanyen who's gam bitzadze perushos shalashem mar cheshvan." What about mar cheshvan? This is our big question. What does mar cheshvan mean? Right, we've already shown how it's mar cheshvan and not cheshvan. The word cheshvan doesn't appear in early sources at all. But what does Mar Cheshvan mean? He says, "El shekana leinu liskor davar shebimivta asher kvar nagati bo bibavel yu machlifim bimivta et hamem ve'et havav." Okay, there's this hard to understand if you speak English, but very common in these Near Eastern languages, where in Bavel they would sometimes have ambiguity or switch between the mem and the vav. If you think about it, if you say mm and you say woo, like a W and an M, you're using a similar part of your mouth. It's not that different. In English, those letters don't switch, but in Bavel, they would. The M, B, W, all of those letters, you're using the same parts of your mouth. And he keeps going a little bit about that. We're going to skip a bit in reading here. Three or four lines from the end of this paragraph, and we talk shekena davar nitchalfu bivavel mem bivav bimivta. The mem and the vav switch. So shimul mashal mar cheshvan bimkom warchu shamnu. Right. So if you think mar cheshvan, you have a mem and you have a vav. If you would switch the mem and the vav, you would get werach vav resh ches shamnu shin mem nun. Right. Vav resh ches shin mem nun. Werach shamnu or warchu shamnu. What does that mean? That's actually how they spell it. If you look in Akkadian, they spell it not Mar Cheshvan, but Werach Shamnu. What does that mean? Klomar, Yerach Shemini. Werach, Vav Reish Ches, is like Yud Reish Ches. Yud and Vav switch all the time. Yerach, we said, means month. Shin Mem Nun, Shamnu or Shemini, means eighth. Guess what month it is right now from Nisan? It's the eighth month. Werach Shamnu, Mar Cheshvan. Hence the name Mar Cheshvan. That explains the basis of the name Mar Cheshvan in the Akkadian. And also, I mean, it's not so different in Hebrew, right? It's the same Semitic language. It's still the eighth month. And when we say Mar Cheshvan, we're saying this is the eighth month of the year, counting from Nisan. Let's keep going. We tov chiluv zem shel mem v'vav be'akadit navin gam mila acheret. And right, he wants to explain how, we're not going to read through this more, it's sort of funny, he wants to explain the etymology for the word museum on the basis of this mem vav switch as well. You can all check that on your own time. Okay, so before we go further, I saw there were some hands before, questions and comments. Yeah?
Do you know anything about the Akkadian calendar system? I assume it was lunar, but did they have additional months? Because if not,
Tishrei in the fall, and one year they can have a Tishrei in the summer or the spring.
Right. So I don't know if we have like a explicit account about them having leap months or not, but we do know that the names of their months were tied to agricultural phenomena. So it only works if you have some way of adjusting, right? So presumably they had some way of adjusting. Otherwise this wouldn't work. But yeah, yeah.
Were any of the Babylonian names?
Okay. So we'll get to that in a minute when we look at at some of the at the list, the chart of names in source 10, but I'll tell you offhand that the word Tammuz. What is, does anyone know where the word Tammuz appears in Tanakh? Anyone know offhand? Sorry? It's an Avodah Zarah. Yeah, the Pasuk talks about Mivakot et HaTammuz, how people would mourn Tammuz. There was every summer, there would be a mourning, somehow there would be some mourning for the god Tammuz every summer. So the answer is yes. Actually, some of the names do come from Avodah Zarah, which is a little bit surprising. But that is the history. Okay, other questions or comments? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Werach Shamu, Yerach Shmini. It's one word. It's like a, you know, very often words, two words put together, you get a conjunction. We have that in English. Once in a while, you have it in Semitic languages too. So yeah, this is an example of that. So actually, that I should have mentioned this before. Whether the month is called Cheshvan or Mar Cheshvan has all sorts of practical ramifications, right? Kedush HaChodesh is one example. Certainly, the Chazan should always say Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. You should not pause. You should not say Mar Cheshvan because that makes no sense at all. It's one word, Mar Cheshvan, right? Okay. You pause, so now you know, right? It's one word, Mar Cheshvan, one word. Yeah. and when writing shtaros, when writing contracts, or ksuba, and whatnot, it's important to have the accurate date. Mar Cheshvan, no dash, no space. It's one word. Don't leave off the mar. Mar Cheshvan. Okay, so just everyone should be aware of that for practical purposes. It's always interesting. Interesting to see when people diverge from that, but there's, you know, it's not disputed. There's no basis for saying the name is anything other than Mar Cheshvan originally. Yes?
Simply asking why as children, when we had to recite the names of the months, we never said Mar Cheshvan.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, we'll talk about this more in a bit, but I think somehow this idea came up that people knew what the word Mar meant. They didn't know what the word Cheshvan meant. They said, you know what, it must be, Cheshvan is whatever it is, but Mar Cheshvan is a separate, is a prefix. And then after that step, they said, well, I'll just leave off the Mar and just call it Cheshvan. But yeah, there's no good basis for that. It's just based on a confusion. But yeah, absolutely. Somehow, I guess the other place where we could try to convince all our teachers to teach our kids and grandkids to say Mar Cheshvan. If someone really wanted to become an activist around this, you know, it's a very important cause. So that's another place to go. Yeah, but it's a fair point. Okay, so we'll move on to one more. This is a shorter piece and more recent by the Academia Lilashon HaEvri, which, if you haven't heard of it, is a fascinating institution. It's the Academy for the Hebrew Language. As you all know, the Hebrew language wasn't really used so much as a spoken language among people for almost 2,000 years, right? Between the, more or less, the first century and the 19th century, there weren't really people using Hebrew. As a written language, it completely was very significant, but as a spoken language, it sort of wasn't used. And then they renewed, there was this renaissance of the Hebrew language in the 19th century. And part of that process, at some point, they established this Academy for the Hebrew Language to make decisions about what words to use, what words not to use, standardizing spelling, all of these sorts of things. Sometimes people actually follow it, sometimes not. But they also have very interesting articles online and even on social media where they talk about different issues regarding the Hebrew language. And this is one of them. They talk about the different months in this article in Source 9. And we'll just read a little bit from this piece and get a better sense. So it says, Bimei Kedem, in the days of old, Nagu shtei marchot shel luach hashanah. There were two different calendars. We saw this already. Shana she tchilata be'aviv, b'chodesh Nisan, starting in the spring with the month of Nisan. And shana she tchilata b'stav, b'chodesh Tishrei. And also a year cycle that starts in Tishrei in the fall. Liyamim nasta marechet hashaniya ikar b'luach hashanah ivri. And at some point, that second system, starting with Tishrei, became the main system, at least in terms of the names that are associated with the months. And now the article points out, b'mikra, in Tanakh, ha-chodeshim ha-ivriyim mechunim b'derech klal al-pim misparam ha-siduri mechodesh Nisan mechodesh Adar. As we said, the months are referred to by their number, b'chodesh harishon, b'chodesh ha-shlishi, or b'shlishi. Sometimes you don't even say chodesh, you just say b'shlishi, it means the third month. But in Sefer, b'sefer melachim aleph, niskrim shloshah shemot chadashim kananiim kedumim, three ancient Canaanite names of months. Yerach ha'etanim, Yerach bul, Yerach ziv. And we saw those as well. And he says, this is fascinating, kinuyim kedumim l'chodshei hashana yudu'im lanu gam miluach gezer. There's what's known as the gezer calendar. I have a picture of it here on the sheet. It's a little hard to see exactly, and also I'm not sure how many of us read Canaanite. But those who can, you can see there's a reference to all the different, or many of the months, from this Gezer calendar, which is from they date it to the 10th century BCE. Haluach kolel shmona kinuyim ha'omdim letzad Yerach. That says Yerach, the month of, and then it has a list of eight different names of months. And there's a whole debate: do some of them count for 2 months? Some of them count for 1 month? How exactly does the math work? But this is the 8 months that we have from this calendar, and kulam k'shirim lepulot chaklayot. Achlot kulam anachnu mevinim. They all relate to some sort of harvest or agricultural things. Yarchu asaf, right? That means to gather, the month of gathering. Yarchu zera, the month of planting. Yarchu lekesh, right? Also bringing in the late crop. Yarach atzad pashat, going on. Yarach ketzer seorim, which, right, we may remember. Where does this, where do we find a reference to a time as a time of ketzer seorim? In Rut, exactly. Right, so maybe that's also referring to this month name that was known by people. So all these different names we have from the Gezer calendar, which is really interesting. And continuing on, Shemot Chodshei Hashana HaIvrit HaMishamshim BiYamenu Hem Shemot HaChadashim VeLuach Hashana HaBavli. The months that we use now are based on the Babylonian calendar. VeGolei Bavel Hem Sheichnisu Otam El HaTarbut HaIvrit. Those who returned from Babel brought them into Jew or Hebrew culture. As we said before, and again here they refer to Mar Cheshvan Shema Chodesh Hashmini Beluach Hashana Bavli Warach Shamna Mashmao Yerach Shmini. It means the eighth month, as we saw, and it talks about how the Mem and the Vav switch, and they also mention at the end what we saw before, Yerach Bul, the other name referring to this month as the month of Bul. Now I included a chart of the Babylonian month names, some possible etymologies or themes or meanings of it, and then the Jewish month. We're not going to go through all of them inside, but it's more or less the Babylonian names of months that we have from elsewhere, that we have from Babylonian texts, are the equivalent or very close to the Jewish, current Jewish names of months. So Nisanu, obviously that's Nisan. Nisanu means the sanctuary or to start, or maybe first fruits, all these different possible etymologies here on the chart, but obviously we call it Nisan, and the earlier name for that month was Aviv, which makes a lot of sense, right? The Torah talks about the time of Aviv. Aviv can refer to a season, but it also, in pre-exilic times, before Bavel, can refer to a month. Continuing with Ayaru, Iyar, Simanu, and Sivan. Notice, why is it Simanu and not Sivan? Right, again, the Mem and the Vav switch. This happens fairly frequently. Right, and Siman can maybe mean to appoint or to mark the time. Just going through more. So Tammuz, well, we have Tammuz, there's Du'uzu, which is not exactly the same, but notice the note here in reference to your question. The name Tammuz seems to have been derived from the Akkadian form Tammuzi, and maybe Dumuzi, and in Babylonia, the month Tammuz was established in honor of the eponymous god Tammuz, who originated as an Akkadian shepherd god. And this was worshipped in Babylonia. Obviously, when we talk about Tammuz, we don't mean it as an Avodah Zarah. That is the history of it. It'd be an interesting question in terms of using that name, but everyone uses it. So presumably that wouldn't be prohibited. If you get a different psak, let me know. Using the term Tammuz. Continuing with Abu, which is right of very clearly, and Elul, Ululu, Tashritu, which we discussed for Tishrei, Arach Shamna, or variations on that, as we said, Yarach Shmini, the eighth month, Kislimu, just like Kislev, right, again, the M and the W, or the Vav, the Mem and the Vav switching, Shabbatu meaning, Shvat, and Tevetu and Adaru, for Teves and Adar. So you see all the names correlate. It's pretty clear that the Babylonian names are the source of the Jewish names, and we'll see, the Yerushalmi itself will say that, but first I saw some hands up. Yeah?
Where's the list Yezer?
I think it's to the north, but I didn't look up the precise site. It's to the north of Israel, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah? Great. Great question. And this is what we're going to look at right now, right? So we looked at the history. We figured out the history, that where the names of the months come from. But now let's think a little bit about what the meaning of this is for us. Or, as I put it in the title, the history of Mar Cheshvan and Jewish identity. So we did the history of Mar Cheshvan part. But what does this tell us about us Jews and using these names? And isn't it disappointing that we're using these Babylonian names when, instead of using the names that the Torah has for these months? So the truth is, the Yerushalmi, here in Source 11, response to that very question, and the Yerushalmi starts, and the Ramban really develops it further. So here's the Yerushalmi. He says, "Amar Rav Chanina, Shemos Chadashim Alu Biyadam Mi Babel." The names of the months came up. What does it mean, came up? Like Aliyah, right? When they came up with the Jews from Babel. When the Jews went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, they made Aliyah, so to speak. They came up, they took with them the names of the Babylonian months. And as we saw, this seems to totally fit with the historical information that we saw. Rabbi Chanina got there first. He made this point before all the articles that we saw, right? And the Yerushalmi now proves this with examples. Barishona, originally, B'yerach HaYisanim, the month of HaYisanim, Shebo Noldu Avos, Mesu Avos, Nifkidu Imahos. And the Gemara in the Bavli and Rosh Hashanah talks about this even further, how all these things happened in the month of Tishrei, known as Yerach HaYisanim, Esano Shel Olam, the powerful people in the world, the Avos. That was the original name. Barishona b'yarach bul, shebo hela novel, v'haaretz asuya bulos bulos. Bul from novel, to grow. That's when things start growing in that month, because that's when it starts raining. Shebo bolulim l'vehema mitoch habayis. You separate your animal from the house. That was the original name. Barishona b'yarach ziv, shebo zivo shel olam hatzmachim nikarim v'ilanos nikarim. Okay, all of these names, esanim, bul, and Ziv, those were the original names. And these come from Sefer Melachim, Shlomo HaMelech, the time of Shlomo HaMelech, well before the Galus to Babel. Right? Before the Galus to Babel, there were these old names with which the Gemara, the Yerushalmi here, has different explanations. But then that all changed after returning from Babel. Mikan v'helach, from here and on, meaning after returning from Babel, and now it quotes a pasuk from Nehemiah, Vahi v'chodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, right? And Vahi v'chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim, Nisan and Kislev appear in Nehemiah. Nehemiah, of course, well, Nehemiah went back and forth, but this was well after the Jews had been in Babel for a while, as they were in the process of coming from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Bachodesh, and in Esther, Bachodesh Asiri, Chodesh Teves. Esther being in the east, right? When exactly to date Megillas Esther is a whole question also. Is it during, is it after the return to the Bayis Sheni, or before? That's another shir for another time. But however you date that, that it was certainly in Babel or near thereabouts, right? In the Near East, where they had these names. So that's the answer. That's the Gemara's explanation as to why we have these different names. It all started. Originally there was one set of names, and then when they came back from Babel, they came up with a new set of names. This explains the data, but it doesn't quite answer the question of why. Why should you choose these Babylonian names for your months? To answer that question, the Ramban addresses this head-on. And the Ramban is commenting on the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chadashim, Rishon HaLochem L'Chodesh HaShana. This month, this is the first month, right? Nisan is the first month in the Jewish year. And this is, right, the mitzvah to count months and to have a Jewish calendar comes from here. In fact, this is the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael, right? The first mitzvah ledoros, as opposed to the, you know, do this and that in Egypt. This is the long-term mitzvah that was given to our forefathers in Egypt, the first mitzvah, and the Ramban is going to explain how does this fit with the fact that the names we give to the months are these secular names. How does this work? So he says, V'tam ha-chodesh hazelachem, in source 13 here, Rosh Chodeshim, she'yimnu oso Yisrael chodesh harishon. Right, you have to count this month as the first month. U'mimenu yimnu kol ha-chadashim, she'ni shlishi ad tashlum ha-shana b'shnei masar chodesh. And we count all 12 months. That's how we count the months. And that's, of course, what the Torah does. That's chodesh harishon, she'ni shlishi, counting back from Nisan. Why? K'deshiye yiyazeh zikaron b'neis ha-gadol. Anytime you say this is the fourth month, you're saying the fourth month from Nisan. Why am I counting from Nisan? Because in Nisan, Hashem took Bnei Israel out of Egypt, the great nation. You're recognizing that miracle of Hashem taking us out of Egypt every time you refer to the month number. That's where the Torah doesn't give them names. It just gives them numbers. El yomer b'chodesh ha-shlishi. Ve'omer v'hi b'shana ha-sheni. B'chodesh ha-sheni na'ale anon. B'chodesh ha-shvi'i ve'echad ha-chodesh. V'chein kulam. So that explains the Torah. That makes a lot of sense, right? Same thing as mentioning the day of the week. How do you say Tuesday in Hebrew? Yom Shlishi. There's no name. It's just a number. What is the number counting to? To Shabbos. It's a way of recognizing Shabbos, the Ramban tells us. We're not counting to the year. The year really starts in Tishrei. So the Ramban's explaining, right, we had this unusual thing. There's two different starts of the year. The year starts in Tishrei, and the year starts in Nisan. So the Ramban is saying the year actually starts in Tishrei, in terms of agriculture, in terms of anything practical. So why do we count from Nisan? To recognize Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim, to recognize Yetzias Mitzrayim. That mitzvah of recognizing Yetzias Mitzrayim is why we refer to months. We count to Nisan, which makes very little sense otherwise, says the Ramban. Right, the harvest season is the Tekufas HaShana, sort of the end of the year. That's when you finish up the harvest from last year, and you begin having rain soon and starting the next year. At the end of the year. Right, Tishrei is the seventh month from redemption of Egypt. Well, that's where the Pasuk says that Nisan is Rishon Hu Lachem. It's the first month for you, not for anyone else. There's no reason why Nisan should be first. Nisan is first for you because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, but that explains what the Torah does. The Torah comes up, the Torah's names for the months, or the numbers for the months. What about what we do? So he says, "Kfar his kiru rabosinu zayin and ve'amru shmos chadashim alui manu mibavel." We took up, we brought to Eretz Yisrael the names of the months. Kimitchila lo hayu lahem shemos etzlenu. They didn't have any names, right? Just numbers. When we came back from Bavel, you'll no longer say Hashem who took us out of Egypt. Instead, you'll say Hashem who took us out of the lands of the north, meaning Bavel. Once that happened, the Pasuk tells us we came back from Bavel. We have to appreciate that. We now thank Hashem. Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's old news. We have new news. We have the more recent redemption, which is from Bavel. So because of that, Chazarnu Likra Chadashim B'Shem Shenikraim Be'eretz Bavel. You know how we'll do that? We'll use the terms for the months. There was no one point in time when people came back. It's not like Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everyone left at once. It happened gradually over time. So the way to recognize that we were taken out of Bavel and to thank Hashem for that is to refer to the months with the Babylonian names. Every time you say Sivan, that means, why are you saying Sivan? Because our ancestors were previously in Bavel, where they said Simanu, or Sivan, and Hashem took us out and brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and we had Bayis Sheni. You're thanking Hashem for that Geula by using the months from Bavel. L'hazkir ki sham amadnu u'misham helanu Hashem. We were in Bavel, and Hashem took us out. Ki eila shemos nisan ir v'zulasam shemos parsiim. Right, the Ramban says, again, what all the academics say now, the Ramban said this much earlier. These are all Persian names, or, you know, they're all Babylonian names. Nisan Iyar, etc. Well, you might say Rak B'Sefer Nevi'ei Bavel. That's why they only appear in Tanakh with Nevi'im from Bavel, right? Nothing from before. U'Megillas Esther. U'Achin Amar Kasev B'Chodesh HaRishon U'Chodesh Nisan. Right? That's why you have to specify the first month, which is Nisan. K'mo Hipil Pur Hu HaGoro. Right? This is really interesting. The Ramban is saying the word Hu. Right? We say Chodesh HaRishon Hu Chodesh Nisan, or Hipil Pur Hu HaGoro. When it says Hu like that, it's translating its own language, right? The Megillah translates itself. Because not everyone knows what Chodesh HaRishon means, but everyone knows what Nisan means, because everyone knew the Babylonian months. Similarly, not everyone knows what Pur is, but everyone knows what Gorel is. So the Megillah translates for us. Chodesh HaRishon and Chodesh Nisan, Hupil Pur, Hu HaGorel. The Od HaYom HaGoyim Be'artzos Paras Umadai, Kachem Karanosam Nisan V'Tishrei, V'Kulam Kumonu. Even today, says the Ramban, they use these names for the months. V'nei nazkir b'chadashim ha-gu'ula ha-shniya, ha-shenis, kasher asinu ad-hena barishona. So what the Ramban is saying is we switch. Instead of talking about months, using the months to recognize the first ge'ula from Mitzrayim, we nowadays use the months to refer to the second ge'ula from Bavel. And since there's no date to count from, instead we say, we use the Babylonian names for the months to show we were in Bavel, Hashem took us out, and we appreciate Hashem for taking us out of Bavel. That's the Ramban's basic idea here. A very powerful, interesting idea. There'll be some implications we'll talk about in a second, but questions first. Yeah.
So what happened
about Tevet and Shvat? Why did you get from the Tanakh? So Tevet and Shvat are Babylonian names that happen to appear in Tanakh. They appear in Tanakh after the return from Bavel. But those are actually Babylonian names. All the names of the months that we use are originally Babylonian names. Some of them appear in Tanakh, some of them not, but all are Babylonian.
How satisfied are you with the Ramban's answer? I find it very unsatisfying. I find it sort of circular. He has to find the reason, so he does. But I thought that the question why we don't have our own original independent names is much more powerful than his answer.
I mean, I'm not in a position to evaluate how good the Ramban is. That would be hubris to a great degree. But I will say this. There are some people today who, I don't know if they challenge the answer, but they say today, nowadays, we've actually had a third Geula. We've returned to Eretz Yisrael again. These are primarily, religious Zionists, the Tzvi Lumi people who make this argument. And they say maybe we should really focus on, go back to that original approach of returning to Eretz Yisrael. And I know Rav Yaakov Meidan, who's at Yeshivat Har Etzion, not in terms of months, but in terms of years. He doesn't like the years, the counting of years that we use, right? Because it's a very unusual. There's a whole history to it. We refer to our years as from creation of the world. The math doesn't actually work out, and historically it probably counts to Minyan Shtaros, which is a whole other topic we get into another time. So, Assuming that the counting of our years doesn't actually work, he suggests a different way of counting years, back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's now like 33, I forget exactly what year it is, 300 and something. So there is a sort of movement to go back to that earlier approach and to pass over this marking of the Gullus months in some way. But I think the Ramban, it's really a brilliant idea to say the whole point of the months is to mark the Geula. So we have a second Geula. We need to remark the months. We need to refer to the months based on the second Geula. The answer works very nicely. Whether or not every person finds it satisfying, they can, I guess, determine for themselves. But this is a really brilliant answer of the Ramban. Yeah.
I agree with them because you're commemorating Hashem taking us out and calling them the name of their gods.
It is a little unusual, right? It's certainly unusual, but I think maybe what the Ramban would respond is, okay, we're using that name of the month, but we all know who won that battle, right? We all know that we, in some sense, were victorious. We left Bavel, we came back to Eretz Yisrael. We all know Hashem Hu Elokim. We all know who the real God is. And okay, there's this name of the God. We don't really, it's obviously not the most powerful God. It didn't quite do anything to defeat us. But it is a little unusual. I will grant you that. That it's unusual that's sort of the side effect of incorporating these Babylonian months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the Ramban would certainly agree with that. And the Ramban's saying the Ramban's not saying we shouldn't count from Nisan. We still count from Nisan. That's still a mitzvah d'oraisa. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. You know, our psukim still refer to it that way. But there also are other names for the months, and to also incorporate the second geula. Right? The Ramban is not saying that Nisan is no longer the first month in this sense. Right? It certainly is. But there's this additional perspective to also incorporate the geula from Bavel. Just with our remaining time, let's look at some names that other explanations people have come up with for the month Mar Cheshvan, some of which you may have heard of, some of which not, but this is the last section, starting with source 16. I sort of just, you know, Googled and saw what I came up with, what I found online, because, you know, none of these are the actual etymology. It's all these different ideas that people have come up with. So the first, in source 16 here, and maybe the most popular, is Mirirut, bitterness, right? It's not really Mar Cheshvan, one word, it's Mar Cheshvan. Why is it Mar? It's bitter. So here this article says, Mar reminds us of bitterness, and that, right, it's bitter cold in Cheshvan. Okay, I mean, it gets colder later, but okay. And some also note, and we mentioned this here, there's no holidays, there's no Chagim in Cheshvan, so maybe that's very sad. I saw in one place someone said, it's not that there's no Chagim, like, that we want to celebrate the holidays, it's that, like, kids want to get off school. They just got off school so much for Tishrei, and now they have to be in school for the whole month of Cheshvan with no holidays. That's bitter. That's terrible. So that maybe is the origins of this. I don't know. Right? People like to say the vort that, like, it's bitter. There's no holidays. What about of? Of, there's mourning. No, that's it's better to have of than to have no holidays. I don't know. If you ask me, I'd rather not have had the Churban Abayis, and I'd trade that for Cheshvan. But I don't know. Another explanation is tipat mayim. This is less well known. The term mar can also mean a drop, like a drop of water. Does anyone know where that comes up in Tanakh? Oh, it says it here. So you're cheating. But the pasuk hein goyim kimar midli in Yeshayahu, the nations are like a drop in the bucket, which is actually the source of the phrase "a drop in the bucket." Comes from Yeshayahu in the King James translation, became a common phrase in English. But mar can also mean a drop, right? As I see now, they quote this here. The idea, and maybe it's even referring to that pasuk, that the nations are like a drop, a mere drop compared to Hashem's power, which is what that pasuk means. Or maybe because that's when it starts raining, at least in Eretz Yisrael. We start saying, Mash Baruch Mered Geshem. Right at the end of Tishrei, we start in Eretz Yisrael asking for rain in Cheshvan, in Mar Cheshvan, maybe because it's Mar Cheshvan, a drop. Again, these are not the real explanation, but it's an explanation that people have given. And then Adon, right? Mar as like Mister or Master. Mar hu Torah Kavod, right? An honor, a term of honor. So, you know, maybe it's because this is when Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash, so we should say Mar to give honor to Shlomo HaMelech. You can see these are all slightly contorted explanations. But they're sort of ad hoc, after the fact, popular explanations, but don't actually explain the origins. But that's another one. Here now in source 17, there were some even more creative ideas. So he says, maybe Mar Cheshvan comes from the two words Rachash and Van. Rachash, like Rachash HaMayim, the roaring of waters when water comes out, and Van in Persian means water. Okay, so I guess if you don't like one Babylonian explanation, you can have a Persian explanation. So maybe it means the roaring of water because it starts raining this time of year. The truth is, and then this is interesting, that it mentions the month Bul. Bul does seem to mean, it may mean mixed together, but it may also refer to water. So there is a lot of different explanations that tie into this time of year being the time of water, because it is. I mean, not in America, it rains all year round, but in the Middle East and in Eretz Yisrael, it rains. It starts raining this time of year. So that's another explanation. And then one last explanation about Bul, not Mar Cheshvan, but Bul, the other name in Tanakh, is maybe Bul comes from the word Mabul, because we know the Mabul happened in the month of Mar Cheshvan, the way the Torah presents it, so maybe that's the source of it. So there's a lot of different explanations out there, but there's only one historically accurate one. There's nothing wrong with coming up with your own ideas, as long as you know that they don't actually explain the history. I see there were a lot of hands that went up. Yeah?
One explanation I heard with Adon really turns it on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Since there are no holidays, we feel sorry for the month, so we want to call it Mar to sort of give it a little bit of peace.
The month needs help. Okay. I it's interesting. People personify anthropomorphize the months, and they need our chizuk. So, look, if Cheshvan needs our help, we should be very giving and supportive.
Is it related to the word Cheshvan?
Okay. I haven't seen that. Generally, Beis and Vav don't interchange in Hebrew, and Cheshvan has a Vav and not a Beis. But if you want to try putting that idea out there and see who accepts it, that could be interesting. But I don't think that's historical etymology. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
As the Ramban says, yeah.
But in most of the world, the idea was to give names to dates.
Mm-hmm.
They vary language to language, but nobody else says like the first day, the second day. The
right.
And even in Israel, I think it's been, you're part of the world, so you have to a certain extent, adapt to
Right.
You have to kind of have a common language, which, in terms of the monks, became that vernacular.
Right. So that is, from a historical perspective, that could be an explanation. That just over time, as you interact with different people, you take in their culture. I think the Ramban thought that wasn't a sufficient explanation for him. Right. He wanted to explain how there's a reason why we have our months, and it's not just that there's some mixing of cultures. There's a real hashkafa behind it. It's about recognizing Yitzias Bavel, so to speak, after recognizing Yitzias Mitzrayim. But from a historical perspective, I think there's a lot to what you're saying. But from a hashkafic perspective, I think the Ramban really wants to go in a different direction. One last thought before we close. A question from the screen. Yes. Av does have two bav. Okay. Fair point. But I still would prefer not to have the churban, all things equal. One last thing to close. It's interesting. The Ramban has mentioned there's two different ways, or really three, but two main different ways of counting months. You count based on the number of the months, or you count based on the Babylonian names. The numbers of the months are how we thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim, counting back to that first month. The Babylonian months are how we count to leaving Babylon and thanking Hashem for that. There's one month that actually accomplishes both of those at the same time. And that month is Mar Cheshvan. Because as we said, Mar Cheshvan is the Babylonian name for the month, and it means the eighth month. Meaning it actually is counting back to Nisan. So I think this is the best month of all months. Not because it's bitter or not bitter or something like that, but because, from the perspective of the Ramban at least, it's the best month. Because with the name Mar Cheshvan, you simultaneously thank Hashem for leaving Babel by using the Babylonian name for the month, and because the meaning of the month is the eighth month, counting back to Nisan, counting back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is the month where we can also thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim. We fulfill all the shitos. It's a big chumrah to call it Mar Cheshvan, as long as you don't leave off the Mar, and as long as you know that we're counting to Nisan, we're thanking Hashem for the Geula. And on a more serious note, may we be zocheh, even today, in this month of Mar Cheshvan, to our own Geula in Eretz Yisrael, which is very much needed today.